You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
The joke you had in Bella with chimes are sung by little Silas Leachman. Ring the bell, ring the bell. Hallelujah. I'm a crying home to glory. Lord, bless the ram. We go to church in the early morn. The birds am a singing on the trees. Sometime the clothes am a very much worn, but we wad him out at the knees. At night when the moon am a shining bright, stars am a tell to wave. Will the bell keep a ringing out the gospel fight? That will last until the judgment day. I tune to you, God in Bill. I tune to you, God in Bill. Day I'm a ringing out the glory of the lamb, 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 Bill. I tune to you, God in Bill. Day I'm a ringing the glory of the Lamb. Well, yeah. The old bells, I'm a-calling us home to glory. I'm a-telling. The church, I'm a-old, and the benches, I'm a-wona. Bible, I'm a-hard to read. Bed, I'm a-dodge, just as you were born, with all the kippah that we need. The wind blows cold through the tickle in the wall. The roof left Ina, Darina. And a heart am a warmer with the gospel truth. Well, yeah. And we'll shout a hallelujah again. Hallelujah. I don't you hear them bills. I don't you hear? Don't you hear them bills? Day I'm a ringing of the glory of the Lamb, 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 Lamb. Don't you hear them, hon? Don't you hear them bells? Hallelujah! A ringing of the glory of the Lamb. Lordy, I'm a crying home to glory.
Thank you. shining daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
And yes, this is Radiola, and I'm going to call this episode Ring Some Bells. No, not doorbells, not mine, please, but just, you know, just ring a few bells once in a while and be celebrating. This is a celebration. I'm not going to state exactly what it has to do with, but it's we're feeling good for a change, so we're ringing a few. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm ringing a few and tipping a few. And we began with Silas Leachman, who actually announced his record, recorded 1903, early on, actually, and it's an early Victor pressing of Hear Dem Bells, it says on there, and yeah, it sounds early, doesn't it? It's as early as you're going to probably get on original stuff on this show, in case I unearth a Berliner or two, but that may or may not happen. But that was in the early dog era, definitely. And rocketing into 1940, Jimmy Noone and his orchestra with Keystone Blues, and you had Jimmy there on his reeds, and you had Lonnie Johnson playing the heck out of that guitar on a compo deca, but well worth it. I did what I could with it, and it sounds all right, and we're going to celebrate. What the heck? The Keystone is another cryptic thing. We're going to dip into Pennsylvania for a while, so that may be enough to say right there, and for a very good reason. Willard Robeson, I Panic Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up, 1929 is our theme, and Sam Lennon's I Panic Troubadours. Yes, not Willard Robeson's. He wrote the song, though, so I have to assume that's the way he wanted it sung. And yes, Radiola is available. Playlists, I should say, are available. And what passes in a dim light for a podcast at radiolablog.blogspot.com or type Radiola into Google, if you will. And the Ambassadors, Louis Katzman directing them in 1926 on Vocalion, My Bundle of Love, indeed. And, you know, the bundle is, you know, it's being returned. Thank you.
on the trees how I love you. I'll tell the moon, tell the sun, tell the stars, tell each one how I love you. I feel so happy and I show it. I want the whole wide world to know it. The shady old nook, shadow fall, little old brook, I'm telling them all how I love you.
George Olson and his music, 1926, with the Usual Trio. And you know who they are. They're always the same guys. Fran Frey is in there somewhere doing what he can. I'm telling the birds, telling the bees. I'm telling, you know, any inanimate objects even. I'm really, you know, feeling better. Long ordeal of dealing with crap. And I use that word in its most metaphorical sense. Not actual, whatever, but, you know, stuff that we have to deal with in life that occasionally gets us down, but, and it has been an ordeal, and I came close to losing it a couple of days ago. came close to being put away, actually, but fortunately I backed off, and I'm here a free man. I don't even have an ankle bracelet to indicate that I'm restricted to domicile. I've managed to calm myself down a bit. Ted Lewis and his band, 1925, and it's odd that Ted isn't singing this, Pretty Little Baby, but there it is, Pretty Little Baby. We're going to revisit that arrangement of words a bit later on with other songs. The Ambassadors, under Lewis Katzman's direction, My Bundle of Love, 1926, and yes, indeed. This is Radiola, and mainly a Radiola of relief, ringing a few bells. And if that rings a bell, maybe it shouldn't, because we haven't felt this relieved in a long time. And I'm Andy Senior, and all the relief comes from elsewhere. Carson Robinson's trio here on Romeo in 1928. Not a cheerful song, but, sometimes you just have to do this, but you don't keep the pieces around. I tore up your picture when you said goodbye. Well, you should have torn up more than that, but there it is.
Said just forget me, but memories won't let me, they haunt me and won't let you go. I burn every keepsake, and now for love sweet sake, I'm writing you dear, so you'll know. I tore up your picture when you said goodbye, but I put it together again. As I tore it apart, it was tearing my heart. Only you, dear, can mend it again. I tried to erase from my mind your sweet face, and I find it is only in vain. I tore up your picture when you said goodbye, but I put it together again. My hopes are all shattered and nothing has mattered.
since you said our love dreams were through. In anger we parted, now I'm broken hearted. I find I can't live without you. My mind, your sweet face, and I find it is only in vain. I tore up your picture when you said goodbye, but I put it together again.
Find out just why I rave about my pet. how I love him, my pet. Speaking of him, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, he's got them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I pet with nobody but my pet. I don't know enough fancy words to tell you how he looks. Gosh, oh gee, he's a pal you've got to see. I wish I were one of those birds who write those poetry books. I'd wear my pencils out, just writing poems about my pet. How I love him, my pet. Speaking of him, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, when my pet, pet's no other. And I pet with nobody but my pet. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Say he's got these and those and them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I'll get plenty petting from my pet. Ya-da, da-da-da-da, ya-da, da-da-da-da, ya-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Say he's got these and those and them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I'll get plenty petting from my pet.
Sophie Tucker, 1928, My Pet. From Original Sounds of the 20s, one of those great, that great compilation on Columbia that Frank Driggs had a hand in. And we're still, we're not doing a whole nother tribute to him, but we remember him. Of course we do, and we appreciate him for all he contributed. Before that, Lee Sims, Adorable, 1926. Got to find some more Lee Sims. I got a lot of it stashed away somewhere, but... Every new Lee Sims record I find makes me very happy indeed. Carson Robinson Trio, 1928, I Tore Up Your Picture When You Said Goodbye. Then I, you know, got the Scotch tape out and, you know, did what I could, as one must occasionally. I'm Andy Senior, and I am terrible with Scotch tape. I don't know about you, but I just can't ever get that stuff started. It doesn't work for me. I just, you know, it's... I don't know how people do that, honestly. I've had more fun with that. I can try to mail a package. It takes about half a day just trying to find the end of the tape. And this is Radiola, and this is taped together pretty well this week, I think. The Midway Dance Orchestra, 1923, Elmer Schobel directing. Steve Brown is either playing tuba or string bass, one of those two, which is what he did. Indeed, the black sheep is coming home, and we're going to serve up the fatted calf and see if it eats any. The Black Sheep Blues.
Thank you.
Waring's Pennsylvania is one of those great hot records from 1924, Wah Wah Waddle Walk. Yes, 1924, good stuff. It was a hot band, it really was. Lou Gold and his Club Wigwam Orchestra, which is actually the Cinco Jazz Band under the direction of Joseph Samuels. Go figure, on Perfect. They got away with murder, didn't they? The blues have got me. The blues have got me because I didn't know who that record was by. And I spend half my time trying to solve discographical mysteries that Brian Rust nailed 40 years ago. And that's the charm of this show, that we reinvent the wheel every week here on Radiola. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to take a patent out as soon as you can. Yes. The Midway Dance Orchestra, Alma Schobel, the Black Sheep Blues, and I'm definitely got wool of a different color here myself. I was always known as the black sheep of my family, but then I don't know what color they were. They were sheep of a really different color. I have to figure it out. It certainly wasn't clean. 1923. And yes, Radiola continues with Frank Crummett. And this could be what we've experienced most of the autumn, although lately we've had a patch of that beautiful, crisp, autumnal weather. And it started to hit last weekend, and now it's just delightful. So I'm not going to... It's been good. It's been good weather, and we went through a lot of trauma this week trying to deal with stuff, but everything worked out better, much better than expected, and we have... our family may be more together than it has been in a while, thanks to the inevitable. The court system in this country is like a stop clock. You know, sometimes, you know, it's right twice a day, and we just happen to catch it. Yes, indeed. Oh, didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it?
From far away upon a summer's day, oh, didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain? We went to the polo ground to see a baseball game, oh, didn't it rain? Didn't it rain? We went to the Yankee Stadium to see Babe Ruth hit him. He never came to bat, and we'll let it go at that because it rained. Didn't it rain? The way it rained, it was a shame. We'll never go there again because it rained. Oh, didn't it rain? We'll go back to Hackensack where the sun shines all the day, and we'll be making hay. There ain't no rain, and there ain't no game. When a circus came to town, we went to see the clown. Oh, didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain? We wanted to see the show. It was very muddy, you know. Oh, didn't it rain? Didn't it rain? We wanted to see the funny moke and watch the elephant walk the rope. He never walked the rope. He slipped on a piece of soap because it rained. Didn't it rain? The way it rained, it was a shame. We'll never go there again because it rained. Oh, didn't it rain? We saw Barnum and Bailey and John Ringling looked the same. We asked him for a job. Didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain? I played a horse one day way down Jamaica way. Oh, didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain? This horse ran with all her might when the sun was shining bright. But didn't it rain? Didn't it rain? The track was nice and muddy, oh. My roll went with a thuddy, oh. When I went home that time, I didn't have a dime because it rained. Didn't it rain? The horse's name was Scarlet Lass, but the collar wasn't fast because it rained. Oh, didn't it rain? I rode down there to the track in a lovely train that day, and walked home all the way. Didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain?
Wait. for the bad West Indies blues. I got West Indies blues. I got West Indies
Rosa Henderson with Fletcher Henderson's Jazz 5. And there, that's Fletcher on there on Brunswick. The West Indies Blues, 1924. And yes, the West Indies. It's very, she's trying to do a little Jamaican accent, but I don't know about that. But she's going home. Everybody wants to go home. And if you're not, home, then and you want to go home, it can be very traumatic indeed. But Rosa, I don't know if she was related to Fletcher or just they was, you know, shared the name. But I suppose I should look these things up on Google before I open my big mouth. The Brock sisters, who were related, by the way, and Arthur Johnston on piano, singing, the Brock sisters are singing The Sweetest Little Rose in Tennessee, 1924. And it always sounds like they're singing a little fast, but I think they were probably singing at the speed they normally sang at. But Arthur Johnston sounded like he was playing the piano at the right speed, so I'm not going to quibble with that. That's Victor, and I played that at about 76 RPM, thereabouts. So we'll see how that should have been about fine. Any slower, then the thing wouldn't have turned. Frank Crummett also, at the same speed in the same year, recorded within a few, not too much before that, Oh, Didn't It Rain. That was a pretty good one. I think that was by one of those, that minstrel guy. I can never think of his name, but that's who did it. The guy who did Ida, Sweet as Apple, Eddie Leonard. That's who it was. Yes, indeed. I happen to think of it just now. See, I don't take notes. I just write stuff down in my brain and rip it up. The Scotch tape doesn't work up there. 1924. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. And I probably need a lobotomy would be overkill at this point, but a bottle in front of me would certainly not hurt. This is for totally cryptic reasons, and those who know will figure it out. Lottie Lenya, 1954, from the Threepenny Opera. Here she is.
Gentlemen can watch while I'm scrubbing the floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. And maybe once you tip mend, it makes you feel swell, and a ratty while a front in a ratty old hotel. And you never guess to who you're talking. You never guess to who you're talking. Suddenly one night there's a scream in the night, and you wonder what could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing, and you wonder what she got to grin. And a ship, a black freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. Gentlemen can say, hey girl, finish the floors, get upstairs, make the beds, earn your keep here. You toss me your tips and look out at the ships, but I'm counting your heads while I make up the beds, 'cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. None of you will sleep here. Then that night there's a bang in the night, and you yell, who is that kicking up a row? And you see me kind of staring out the window, and you say, what's she got to stare at now? And the ship, the black freighter, turns around in the harbor
shooting guns from the bow. Then you gentlemen can wipe off that laugh from your face. Every building in town is a flat one. Your whole stinking place will be down to the ground. Only this cheap hotel standing up seven sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? And you say, why do they spare that one? All the night through with the noise and to do, you wonder who's the person lives up there. Then you see me stepping out into the morning, looking nice, with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs the flag up its masthead, and the cheering's there. By noontime, the dock is all swarming with men coming off of that ghostly freighter. They're moving in the shadows where no one can see, and they're chaining up people and bringing them to me, asking me, kill them now or later. Asking me, kill them now or later. Noon by the clock, and so still on the dock, you can hear a foghorn miles away. In that quiet of death, I'll say, right now. And they pile up the bodies and I'll say, that'll learn ya. And the ship, the Black Freighter, disappears out to sea.